ladies and gentlemen, I offer you our sincerest apology. It's just the way we have to do things. And I'm sorry that you had to spend your whole Thursday night here, but I will tell you this, it was probably better than anything you would have watched on TV. I understand, and what I would ask you to do is if you would call Mr. Lank.
And with respect, I need to speak with the commission to find out procedural questions, how things should be handled. I haven't got honest answers from Mr. Lank in the past. Is it the policy?
Go ahead.
Planning and zoning to accept applications for request of use when it's a prohibited use.
It's not a prohibited use.
There aren't uses that there are typically it will be silent. It won't say that something is prohibited.
According to the county code book, permitted uses are listed under B1 neighborhood business district.
Right.
Permitted uses are listed under conditional uses.
Where are the prohibited uses listed?
I'll read that to you right now.
Okay.
According to General Provisions, Chapter 115, Zoning, Prohibited Uses, Chapter 115, Section 15, for the purpose of this chapter, permitted uses are listed for the various districts, of which I have a copy. A car wash is not listed for a permitted use, nor is it permitted for a conditional use.
Is it listed as prohibited?
It's not listed. I'm going to read that to you. For the purpose of this chapter, permitted uses are listed for the various districts. Unless the contrary is clear from the context of the list or other regulations in this chapter, uses not specifically listed are prohibited.
Okay.
It's not specifically listed, so it is prohibited. Okay. So why are we here tonight?
Can I answer that question?
Yeah, Mr. Lank will answer that question for you. Go ahead, sir.
The difficulty of the ordinance as adopted by council in the majority of the zoning districts is that there's a catch-all clause within the conditional uses. And it says, residential, business, commercial, or industrial use when the purpose of this chapter is more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. Period.
So then, what does this...
And that is the majority of what the council acts on in most cases is the catch-all.
Okay, I appreciate what you're saying. This body does not have the authority to do that. You need to contact your county councilman and plead your case with him. They are the only ones that can change the ordinance. We just have to live with it. So just like you are right now. So
even though it's in writing and defined.
Somewhere else it says something else, and it's an all interpretive, you know. And that's the way they've been interpreting it. There is a catch-all clause that, so far in their minds, their estimation, supersedes that language regarding prohibited uses. I don't know why they do it. All I know is that's been their position, and they are the only ones that can change their position. And we certainly can't do it because we serve at the pleasure of county council. So. But by all means, please contact your county councilman, have him sit down, go over that with him, and then you're talking to the person that can do something about it.
I've got one more question for you. Who do I contact to enforce the construction of a 6-foot tall fence bordering our properties that's required under the regulations? I submitted written documentation to Mr. Lank regarding that years ago and got no follow-up.
Okay, well, there might be a reason for that, or it might still be in line for somebody to act on. I would hope not 6 years later, but sometimes it takes time.
That was also offered to one of the county attorneys at the time, and it wasn't on the site plan that was originally approved, so it was not enforced.
So it wasn't on the plan, okay.
There's a gas station there now, and according to regulations, there's a gas station there. Filling stations are subject to solid fence or wall at least 6 feet high. It doesn't say it has been approved. It says if there's a gas station there, it's required. I submitted that in writing and got no response from Mr. Lank's office. Because he inadvertently approved no use of cell power, they buried it, and requested that I seek an attorney.
That was at the advisement of the county attorney. It was not from me. I told you that before.
Why can't we get a 6-foot tall fence, which is required under permitted uses?
We need to contact.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why you can't. And I know that this group here can't answer your question for you. My advice to you remains to contact your county councilman, and but I think it was a good advice from the county attorney to consult with an attorney. Bring a suit if that's what you have to do. I don't know.
I can't sue for anything. I have no damages.
Well, I don't know.
Can I can't spend specific performance money to file suit against the county and get nothing out of it. Because that money is not refundable. I've talked to an attorney.
Okay.
This is a definition. Who is supposed to upheld the county code book? You?
No, your county council. Your county council has the
county council.
They have.
Because there was an improper approval of a cell tower that's 80 feet outside my bedroom window now, they told everybody on the county council that they weren't allowed to respond to the question. That's not right.
Mr. Chairman, I think this line of questioning is inappropriate for the public hearing of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and if this gentleman has some complaints, he should address them with the county councilman of his district, and that we should move on with our planning and zoning business.
Your comment is well taken, Mr. Johnson, and I permitted the discussion simply because the folks have been so patient and kind, and especially since they were here for a hearing that didn't happen. So I feel like we've done what we can do this evening.
We're
so
supposed to show back up for the county council hearing on it.
You can do. You
Mr.
can.
Mr. Vermont and sold his business to it.
Well, if he doesn't show up for the county council hearing, then you're gold because it'll get denied for lack of a record.
And can a new person show up and represent him when he doesn't own the property any longer?
I don't know. It depends on how that's.
He said I didn't hear quite. What he said Mr. Mueller doesn't own the property. That's what the council, the policy of the commission and the council is.
Yeah, well, I don't know Mr. Bueller from a soap stick. I just know that he wasn't here, and I don't know if he had a flat tire or what. And
I didn't have the opportunity to explain it.
How can he apply for this if he doesn't own the property?
Okay, folks, we're done. Okay, thank you. I think I've had quite enough. It's 10 o'clock. We need to finish our business.